Today I'm speaking with Martin Bout, the marketing director for Bloomington's Buskirk Cholmondeley Theatre. Welcome, Martin.
Hi.
And we're going to talk a little bit today about the season at the Buskirk Cholmondeley Theatre this year, 2009 and 2010. We've already had a couple of the concerts that have gone by in September, The Temptations and Hoosier Dylan. But there are still several concerts coming up, including some local artists who will be in the later part of next spring, or I suppose in the February and March time. So, Martin, for those people who might be unfamiliar with the Buskirk Cholmondeley Theatre, can you tell us a little bit about the theatre, who runs it, how it's operated?
The theatre itself is run by BCD Management, Inc., and it's operated on behalf of the city of Bloomington, who actually owns the building. And we present a yearly season of shows in addition to being mainly active as a rental venue by about 50 community organizations.
And the Buskirk Cholmondeley itself is kind of an iconic theater in the fact that it's a downtown theater and it has the street front entrance. And I know that it crops up in pictures here and there. What's the atmosphere like when attending a concert or some other event inside of the theater?
The theater was fully restored in 1999 to reflect the grandeur of when it was first opened in 1922. And it's 87 years old now, and it's one of the – it's probably one of the oldest venues in Bloomington per definition. But it's also the only active downtown old movie theater that is still in operation. We had quite a few in the downtown area, including the Princess and one where now Fountain Square Mall is. And all of them basically got discontinued during the flow out of the downtown area in the middle of the last century. However, due to a large community effort in the late 90s, the theater was restored to its so it's old condition, and now it's been in operation by BCD Management for about 8 years.
It's an environment where, having been a few times myself, you're quite close, and it's a wonderful place to be able to see some of these international artists as well as some of our the cream of the crop from local artists as well. So what do we have coming up on the season in this next month or so?
Well, I want to add to your statement about being very close. We only have 600 seats, and that makes us a particularly small venue for some of the names that you actually will see on stage. Some people might remember a concert that we had with John Hyatt and Lyle Lovett in the beginning of this year, which was for us a very pleasant experience because it sold out in just a few moments, but also because it was so well received by the community, and people are still talking about it and very enthusiastic to get involved more with the theater just because they got to see these two humongous artists so close, and they really felt they were having a personal moment with them. And that might also go up for people that saw Joan Baez, who is just a particularly inspiring person to meet, but also a great performer to see live because she is so captivating. And a lot of people really refer to that as some of the pivotal moments that they have been to the Buskirk Cholmondeley Theatre. We hope to really repeat those experiences with some of the upcoming shows that we have. For example, we have Sarah Watkins coming at the end of the month. Some people might know her from the band Nickel Creek, very popular newgrass group. We have Alejandro Escovedo and Los Lonely Boys performing together on stage. Whether they will actually be doing songs together, I don't know for sure, but they'll definitely be there on the same day, on the same time, with their Acoustic Brotherhood tour. And we have Aaron Neville and Los Lobos coming in November.
And then it looks like in the next year, in the second half of the season, I guess, we've got three artists or three groups that are coming through, all of which have at least one local artist, Malcolm Dalglish and Carrie Newcomer, and the Canadian Brass, which of course features Jeff Nelson, an IU faculty member. How does having these sort of local but widely respected artists nationally, how does that fit into this season?
The booking, as it's done, is done by our executive director, Danielle McClelland, and she has a particularly good eye for what is, you know, besides locally significant, what is significant to the times that we live in. And the performance of Kerry Newcomer, besides being a local performer and a local favorite, we think also that her new album release will mean a lot to a lot of people here, and it will be a great continuation of our relationship with Kerry. She has been on our stage several times, and all these times we've had a great time, and she has been very well received by the community. So we feel that it's you know, from our experience, it's something that the community really wants to see, and I think is also going to be a very good show. With Canadian Brass, we are very happy to have them over, particularly because in their relationship with Bloomington now, as having Jeff Nelson on the faculty of the Jacobs School of Music, we think it's important to really show that relationship that Bloomington actually has with Indiana University and actually has with the Jacobs School of Music, that we can actually invite a pivotal musical group in classical music today and show them in a completely different setting than Jacobs School of Music, where, you know, we have seen them in the past. I think the season is actually a continuation of what has been an ever-growing effort on behalf of the community to get more meaningful groups on stage and get an ever-increasing stature of artists in the theater and on our stage to complement what is already a community in which, you know, cultural expression is something of every day, and to really be meaningful to the state of mind of Bloomington.
Martin Bout, the marketing director of the Bloomington Buskirk Chumley Theater, we thank you so much for stopping by.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.